Phyllis flicked fingers. Fuckery. I don't know. I didn't think of one.
This is how you're gonna do it today. This is how you're gonna start.
I'm shooting from the fucking hip today, bro.
You're shooting blanks?
Shooting from the hip. Never blanks.
Man, I don't see what's so wrong with shooting blanks. I think it's the perfect way to live your life. You know, you don't ever have to. That's the good thing about shooting blanks and pregnant chicks. You just don't ever have to worry about getting them pregnant.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop that right now.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark, and with me, as always, is Killa Puke. What's going on, man?
You know, just sitting on top with a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds.
Oh, you know what? Is that fucking Faulkner right there? Is that fucking Faulkner's poetry?
It's fucking Nirvana, bro.
I know who it is, you fucking moron. Come on, man. Don't fucking call me on this shit. It's supposed to be funny.
I should have.
Welcome to the least funniest podcast in the world, where we absolutely never have any material for you at all. It's so fucking fantastic. I'm going to start this off as my fucking segment. I like to fucking call it complaining about shit. So I got a fucking membership over at Crunch Fitness. Okay. And because they finally, hallelujah, opened up the fucking gyms. And other such stuff. They've decided to open it up finally from this monstrous killer fucking epidemic outbreak, fucking Dustin Hoffman-esque movie-like outbreak of COVID-19.
What does Dustin Hoffman have to do with anything?
Well, remember that movie he did, Outbreak? Where like fucking it was like the Ebola and like this was like a 99% fucking death rate. With this thing that busted out in that movie. Remember the monkey fucking gave it to everybody? You don't remember that movie from the 90s?
I do. I don't know if it was Dustin Hoffman, though.
Well, he was in the fucking movie. Gee, man, learn your fucking shit, dude. Dustin Hoffman in Outbreak. Dustin Hoffman in...
Outbreak, yeah. That was the name.
Yeah. And in Captain Hook. And he played in another movie I really fucking liked that... That I can't remember what the name was. And
definitely can't remember. Rain Man.
That was all right.
I like Rain Man.
But I'm just saying, we treated this like the Dustin Hoffman movie Outbreak, and it was clearly not
that.
No.
Yeah.
But this is what I want to say is, this is the first time in my life that I have seen the media single-handedly create the panic necessary to instill enough fear in the world to shut it fucking down in all sorts of avenues. You know, the media has completely fueled the fire that is happening in America today. That is burning down cities, that is fucking looting, that is destroying shit, that has politicized every single fucking thing, including wearing a mask.
Yeah, they're taking a page out of Russia's fucking playbook, dude.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say about that. I think these assholes in the media found George Orwell's 1984 book, and instead of reading it as a warning to the world, you know, which he clearly was warning the world on what could happen with far left extremism. I think they took that as a manifesto and actually started following it. Like, oh, this is a good idea.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, where we're in a constant state of the present where history doesn't exist. And the only thing that is right is touting the party line. That's it. Yeah. That's all. It doesn't matter what the truth is. If the party fucking flip-flops so fucking much that one day to the next it's different and you got to go along with it. You got to do the double think and just fucking, you know, okay, fucking zombified people, let's just fucking follow along with whatever CNN says today. Well, you know what? I like to think that a majority of Americans don't feel like that. And you know, I feel like they're intelligent enough to see through the bullshit for the most part.
For the most part. Well, like, remember how earlier how I said, not to interrupt you, but how they were taking a page out of Russia's fucking playbook.
Yes.
So back in like the 60s and 70s, the KGB, they ran a fucking social experiment, right?
Yeah.
Well, what they found out was that if you over a span of, you know, over a span of like 9 months. So if you inject fucking nothing but constant like
negativity,
fear, negativity, and just fucked up shit, if you constantly inject it into these into the populace for about 6 to 9 months, that
it'll eventually explode.
Well, no, that what will happen is the people that feed into it and believe it will not think otherwise, even after being exposed to the actual truth. So even though you show them, look, this is all complete bullshit,
they'll refuse to believe it.
They will refuse to believe it.
Well, because they have ingrained their life into it. Now they have etched out a part of their neural maps to say, this is how reality is. And it's so much harder just to rewire that than to just go along with the lie.
Yeah, right. Or like, what was it? Good old fucking Mark Twain said it's easier to fool a person than to trick them into believing that they were fooled.
Oh, okay. That seems like a lot of words strung together to make a sentence.
Twain, bro.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Read a fucking book, man.
Samuel Clemens, man. But I don't know. I didn't follow that line of logic. But
it's something like that. I probably misfucking quoted it, but it's something also, close to the fact.
Well, and also Adolf Hitler said, it's way easier to tell a giant lie, a huge, just bold-faced lie, and get fucking the public to believe it, rather than little lies. So if you just come out with a giant lie, it's just way easier to fucking get them to, you know, because it's so extreme that they're like, oh, there's no way that can't be true. That's a fucking such so extreme. So the big lies will fool more than the little lies. And what this has to do with Crunch Fitness is beyond me. And this is what we do here at the fucking ROTFL podcast. By the way, let me shoot this out before I fucking stream back. And I completely forgot to plug our shit. www.rotflpodcast.com. You can go over there. You can sign up. You can become a member. You can check out our blog. We got amazing shit up there occasionally. Also, if you would like to support us, we are trying to expand here. We are gaining traction. We are going to start, you know, doing these Facebook vids and skits and shit like that. And if you just want to support us, help us get a fucking camera, some microphones. You know, we need some basic shit. If you like our podcast and would like to support us, go to rotflpodcast.com/donate. And unlike the BLM movement, we will actually use the money to expand what we're saying instead of buying cool stuff.
Look, if you can't donate, like, because I know times are rough, you know, COVID, whatnot.
Times are rough.
So if you can't donate, the fucking least you can do is share this fucking podcast with somebody else that you think will, if it makes you laugh, share it with somebody that you think it'll make laugh. You know what I mean? Share the laughs. That's all I'm asking.
If it's just interesting enough to keep you listening through, go ahead. Or if you just fucking outright hate us so much that you want to show your friends what pieces of shit we are,
share us too.
Share yeah. It.
Please.
Share the fuck out of it. Now, Crunch Fitness, man. Dude, I get a fucking membership to Crunch Fitness. They're like, oh, $14 a month. No problem. Whatever. This is the deal, right? I go in. Oh, lo and behold, 3 months into it, they hit you with the annual fee of fucking $70+. And I'm just like, you guys are always just being scandalous. Gym, I don't care what gym you go to, they fucking get you one way or another. I go into Crunch Fitness, and I'm like, cool, now I got a fucking gym. I can start isolating some core, you know, start hitting some abs and some lower back and shit. Bro, there is not one ab machine
in Crunch Fitness.
Bro, what the fuck?
The name is Crunch Fitness, and this they don't have I'm not saying. One.
I tell my buddy that I'm working out. I'm like, oh, fuck, Crunch Fitness, we can go isolate abs. Oh, fuck yeah. I go do a quick run around, And I'm like, bro, there's no ab machines here. He's like, there's got to be. And I was like, dude, there has to be a fucking ab machine. This is Crunch Fitness. You know, this is, it's named after crunching. Maybe it's not named after that, but fuck, it's named after a fucking workout, you know, called Crunches, which is, you like how I said that? Crunches.
Crunches.
Crunches. That fucking focus on your abs, man. And congratulations, Crunch Fitness. You have no way to work out your abs except get down and actually do crunches. Maybe that's what they meant.
Who wants to do that?
Well, I could have done that at home. They're like, right. here's $15 a month plus the annual fee, and you could lay on our floor and fucking do some crunches.
On our dirty ass floor.
Dude, I could have did that at home, motherfucker. Now I got to go pay an extra $25 and buy an ab wheel, bro, because Crunch Fitness doesn't have any way to work out your abs. They have every fucking thing else. Ugh. I don't know what to say, man, except I'm disappointed in you, Crunch Fitness, and there goes ever having a sponsorship by Crunch Fitness, because I like to complain about these assholes. So that being said, I seen some people flying a sign outside of Ross the other day, and it said something about, you know, some family member had died, so please donate. They were actually weaving in and out of traffic. You following me here?
Yeah, right. They're in the middle lane. They're in the middle lane.
I thought I lost you here, man. But they were weaving in and out of traffic. And people were throwing them ducats, bro.
Yeah.
They were throwing them that quid, man. Like, bam, 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 you know? And I'm like, oh, man, that's sad, dude. And I almost pulled up to give these guys some money, right?
Right. Then you thought about the time when you fucking...
Well, and then I remember like my hustles, right? And I'm like, yeah. Well, plus the lady was, she's wearing these red ass sweatpants, man, and some chonklas, dude, like some Fila chonklas. And I was like, nah, man, if you were out here like hustling for like this cause, you would get dressed for the occasion.
Right.
Like you would fucking put on some shoes. Like I'm going to be out there for a couple hours trying to put together money for a funeral or something. Like yeah,
you're not going to roll out of a bush from the side of the fucking freeway and, no. and fucking, you know,
all dirty wearing chonklas. Well, yeah, you would be like, oh, it's hot as fuck outside. So I'm going to get my shoes on, you know, grab some water bottles.
Right. You'd be set up. Yeah. Have a little cooler.
I ain't a fucking moron, dude. All right. I mean, I am, but not this bad. So I'm like, whatever, dude. So I just go about my business. I go into Ross. Dude, 5 minutes later, they are inside Ross, the couple, buying Ross jewelry, bro. The fake ass.
Fake jewelry?
Jewelry from Ross, bro.
Getting blinged up.
Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it. Dude, if it's bad enough where I'm hustling out there on the streets, there's one place where my money's going, and it isn't to Ross.
It's not Ross.
Unless
you meet the drug dealer at Ross, like behind
in front
Ross.
Of Ross.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't go, oh, I need to go hustle so I can buy some bling from Ross. The only thing I'm getting out of Ross is whatever I'm stealing out of Ross. I sure the fuck ain't legally paying for anything from illegitimately gotten funds.
So for all you listeners out there, this was years ago. We don't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, you are listening to a podcast ran by two ex-cons who have got more than, you know, 27 years in the prison system, you know, together. So yeah, we know what we're talking about when it comes to this type of bullshit.
You know, but, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, dude, if it's that bad to where you're hustling money with a fake ass sign about some family member's death, then you got to be on drugs, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What else, you ain't homeless. No other, you spent all your money in paychecks and lost your job because you couldn't stop buying fake ass jewelry from Ross. So
that's my addiction. My name's Lucas. Yeah. My name's Jim. And, you know, fake jewelry.
I can't stop buying jewelry from Ross.
Fake jewelry from Ross really took me out.
Ross has just got the best deals, and I just can't. I'm a fucking shopaholic.
I really found my rock bottom when
when they had a 15% off discount off of fucking...
When they had a BOGO. They had a real good BOGO for...
Yeah, off of fake fucking iPod fucking earbuds or something. I don't know what Ross sells. But I'm just saying, as soon as I got that money, I'm calling my drug connect, bro. I ain't buying shit at Ross, dude. What the fuck is wrong with these people, bro? Are they really like not on drugs?
No, they're probably on drugs, that they're just that far out there that they probably want to take that jewelry and like give it to their drug dealer instead of just giving the drugs to the money.
So instead of they're gonna try
to Jones the fucking fake ass jewelry.
All right. If for everyone who doesn't know, cash is like a 1-to-1 on fucking drugs. You pay $20 in cash, you get $20 worth of heroin or whatever your fucking drug of choice is, right? It's not so bad. However, if you give them product, material, items from stores, it's always half price. I don't care if you walked in and spent $100 on something. If you, as soon as you leave that door, that thing now becomes half price. Even if it's in the box, never been opened. You might get lucky if you had the receipt and you could talk your connecting that, look, you can take this back, man, and get the full fucking amount. You might be able to pull that off
if you're cool with him, but he'd be like, dude, you fucking take it back.
Yeah, you take back the fucking back, money, dude. So instead of bringing me money, you just brought me work to do. Yeah, thanks, bro. Yeah, I've done this. I brought shit to my connect. He's like, I don't need that. I'm like, bro, you can pawn this shit. They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
You fucking pawn it.
What the fuck? I don't know how many times I did that. Most of them are cool. And we're like, all right, yeah, I'll fucking whatever. I can get something for this. But most of them are like, nah, man, get the fuck out of here.
I remember I fell on hard times, when I was all strung. Like, it's always hard times when you're all fucking strung the fuck out and spending fucking $100 a day on your fucking habit. But I was just fucking driving and I seen some fucking bum flying a sign, and I was like, on fucking hard times, I'm like, you know what? That's a fucking great idea. That's what I'm going to fucking do, So I went out and I fucking bought some fucking Sharpies and I fucking made a fucking cool ass sign. So the sign said fucking my family was kidnapped by ninjas. I need money for karate lessons, right? Because, I was trying to think of something just super sweet to say that people would give me money, And I figured, you know what? If I make somebody laugh, for sure they're going to give me some fucking money.
That is a great sign, actually.
Yeah, so I fucking stood out there for all fucking day, dude.
This is not a true story, is it?
Yeah, it's a true story.
You fucking actually fucking broke it down and flew a sign. Man.
I did, bro. Like, dude, shit. Some
all right, and that's the end of our podcast. You'll never hear from us again. I'm finding a new host. Thank you very much.
Another time fucking, what was the other sign? Family was abducted by aliens. Need money to help build a rocket ship.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was close to the first one, but... Yeah,
you didn't get anything from this?
A little bit, but not. It was not like because I was just being because like, look, for all you listeners out there, like we would go out. We're go getters. When you have a habit and you have to go get a fix, you're a go getter. I wasn't feeling like being a go getter for a few days, so I figured let's just try this out, and it didn't work. I think I ended up fucking just robbing some shit.
Well, you know what? I've seen people go do this and pull $100 in less than like 3 hours, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck? But these people were grungy as fuck. And I feel like
that's what you have to do.
These are the reasons why people, like, the grungier you are, the nastier your clothes, the worse you smell, the more money you're going to get, bro. And I feel like if I rolled up and gave some dude some brand new clothes, he would just throw them the fuck away. Yeah. Because if you look all nice and clean and look like you just got a haircut a few days ago, they're not throwing you no fucking money, dude. You got to look like you've been living in the river bottom for a bit.
That's probably why.
Well, one time, and look, this is all in our past, guys. We're talking two decades.
Yeah.
2 decades plus. The what is it? The length of where they can prosecute me on these has done well past a long time ago.
Statue of limitations.
The statue of limitations is gone. So don't even try to turn me in on this. But I remember walking into a fucking, I was hard up, man. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm sick. I'm getting sick, sick off heroin. I need to get some heroin. And I walked in to get some fucking, to a Chevron to get some, I don't know. But, and then I seen the like Jerry's Kid change thing, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh, remember we did we do this together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That and then it was cool, and then we started going around fucking.
Because well, we seen
different tip jars.
No, we seen a $5 bill in there or something, or like a $20.
Oh, when then, you try to reach in it.
Yeah, yeah. Remember you were like, "Oh, dude, go back, dude. I seen a $20 in there." And then so I fucking went in there and I told the dude to grab me a pack of Camel non-filters. And when he turned around, I just grabbed the whole fucking change thing and we booked it, dude. Yeah. There was nothing in there. We got what, like 270.
Yeah, it was bullshit. Yeah.
So we're going to hell. We're going to hell. It's questionable whether those things ever actually reach where they claim they're going.
Yeah. You know? That's why I don't. I honestly like don't. Give to those things because who knows who the fuck that it's going to. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really don't have no idea. It could be just right. That I'm a tightwad.
No, but
I do give money. I even though I know where money's going, I still give money to certain homeless people I see.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
It's usually people who don't ask me for anything. Is that I go walk up and break them off a couple bucks.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends. If I see them all the time, I'm like, nah, bro, but...
I don't know, at my fucking work, dude, I was just talking about this today, this bum, like, came in, she's like, I'm hungry, can, you know, I work in a restaurant, so the chick that I was working with, I was like, don't fucking do it, don't do it, and of course, she did it, so she bought her something to fucking eat. The next day, the lady comes back, she's like, oh, I'm homeless and hungry, can somebody help me out, please, you know, and then the cook bought her something to eat. And then fucking the next day after that, same thing. You know, and so a customer bought her something to eat. Well, anyways, like 3 days later, fucking the same chick that bought her something to eat goes to use the bathroom, and that bitch is asshole fucking naked in our fucking sink, fucking bird bathing in our fucking sink with water all over the fucking place. Like, and you know, the chick that fucking I work with, she's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. You know?
Yeah.
And then even after that, like even after chasing her off a couple times, like, dude, you can't stay here. Get the fuck out of here. We got nothing for you. You know, she's like fucking, oh, I came. She like snuck in the back one day and used the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see her. And she came walking through like staring at me with a big old smile on her face because she like got past me. You know? Like,
you gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking ha 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 ha. And she's walking past me like ha ha. And then yeah, so then
well, let me
like,
tell you something about these homeless people. They are all connected, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, they pass each other in shopping carts and they like give each other little tips and heads up on where to get free food, where the good money's at, like where the good panhandling's at. Like, so it's never a good idea for a business to do that, because then she'll go around and tell all her friends this place is like homeless friendly. Like, you can bird bath in there. They don't care. They'll feed you, you know?
Right.
Like, I knew this because I knew some homeless dudes that used to pick up, and they used to go over to this gas station, and at night, like at midnight, they would throw away all their fucking, you know, roller hot dogs and fucking corn dogs and shit they were cooking on the thing. They would just throw them all away. So I heard from these homeless people that they were doing that, and I'm not homeless, but I wanted free food, man. So I would go. So I would go over there and be like, yeah, man, I'm fucking homeless, man. And fucking they hooked me up with a bunch of corn dogs and burgers, and they tasted like shit. Let me fucking tell you.
Well, yeah, they're sitting underneath the fucking heat.
Well,
lamp
the corn
all day.
Dogs were good, man. You know, corn dogs are always good, dude. But fucking hamburgers are questionable. Okay, I got a question, man. How come I can fish off the pier or a jetty out in the ocean, but as soon as I get onto a fucking boat, I got to have a license, man? Can you fucking answer that for me?
I can't, dude. This is just another one of those perplexing fucking nonsensical rules.
This is some bullshit. What is the difference? I'm fucking...
fishing in the ocean. Same thing.
Yeah, you're in the... I just don't get it. It pisses me off.
I think if you go out, you go out a little bit and like you can find the fucking big fish. Like off the pier and all that shit, they don't... You know, you don't catch like those fucking marlin or nothing like that, you know?
Well, people catch some pretty decent fish off the pier, man, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I guess nothing like, you could in a boat.
Right. I don't know. But I don't know why that would, you know.
I don't know. I just found it. My buddy, we were out fishing and we caught nothing because it's too fucking hot outside to catch anything and the fish ain't biting. But I'm like, let's go to the ocean and get on them. But he's like, you got to have a license. I'm like, well, we can fish off the pier and don't have to have a license. He's like, nope. And I'm like, well, what kind of fucking propaganda is that, bro? I feel like that's some global warming bullshit that I don't even have to know about.
Right.
Fucking listen.
Greta Thunberg.
So, anyhow, the Alyssa Milano. Okay, hold on. You know, everyone, fucking Hollywood is speaking, you know. And Alyssa Milano, dude, you haven't been relevant in fucking forever.
Oh, that's not even Aunt Jackie. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Alyssa Milano. I even forget who she was in. She was in some like 90s or 80s show as a little kid and then fucking went on to like be in the craft show with the three witches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't fucking know. I don't watch chick shit, man.
Huge tits.
She's hot, dude. And she had there was that porn thing with they had like an identical of her. Oh my God. Anyways, Alyssa Milano, you're still hot. And that's about the only thing you got going for you, dude, because she wants to defund 90% of the police in LA.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's defund the fucking police in her rich ass fucking mansion with private fucking security. Let's defund the police and leave the plebes to just fend for themselves. Yeah, good idea, fucking genius. Anyhow, she fucking calls the cops, dude. All right. She calls the fucking cops, of course, because guess what? That's what you do when you think you're in trouble is you call the fucking police. Well, at least, you know, normal people.
Normal people.
So there's a gunman walking around in her neighborhood and her husband are so fucking scared.
For their fucking lives because she's already had
their lives.
She's already had like some stalker break into her house. So she thought it was the fucking stalker in her neighborhood.
This is reasonable.
It's rational.
She had two people breaking into a house. So of course she's going to call the police, you know, the same police she wants to get rid of.
Yeah. She wants to get rid
of genius. Yeah. Fucking Einstein, fucking Schrodinger. Come on, man. So anyhow, it's a 40-year-old gunman walking around in her neighborhood. Come to find out, it's just a little kid with a BB gun shooting squirrels. Good fucking job, genius.
I know. The description she gave.
Dude, everyone hated on her so fucking much, bro. And now, here comes the scandalous part. Not that this isn't already scandalous in and of itself for your fucking hypocritical ass bullshit. She says, oh, well, my neighbor fucking told me that. And she like blamed
the neighbor.
Yeah.
Just like Nancy Pelosi blamed the salon owner.
I know. I should have fucking, when I got fucking busted for shit, I should have just blamed
the store.
Well, you know, they set me up.
Right. They had that shit just hanging there. Like,
they had their fucking window.
What was I supposed to? Yeah. Their window was open. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
Right by their window. They set me up. I threw that rock through their window because they fucking had it sitting there. Duh. Yeah.
What would any normal person do? Of course I'm going to break into the house. Like, the window was open. Like,
fucking complete setup, man. So, yeah, they fucking, what they believe to be gunshots, dude, from a
BB bucket, gun?
A BB gun? It's a pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
They're all right. Oh, my God, hit the floor. Oh, my God, you're so fucking... Just not too bright here, man. And so then all her followers go, oh, you piece of shit, dude. You just went off with all this defund the police and here you are. And she blamed it on her neighbor, bro. So scandalous. Oh, well, my neighbor fucking said it was a gunman. And maybe she did, but she still called the cops, even though she's blaming it on her neighbor for doing it. And her neighbor's like, I didn't fucking call the cops.
Right.
You know? So who am I going to believe? Alyssa Milano's neighbor or Alyssa Milano? I'll probably believe the neighbor. Now I'm just going to just go out on a limb here and believe someone who doesn't have a million followers. She's got to appease. She's got to appease the angry mob. Right. You know,
fucking. So, you know, all the fires going on in Southern California.
Yeah, dog.
All right. So did you hear about this? So the sky in a lot of places was red. I think they kind of got it.
Oh, yeah. It was for a minute, dude. It was fucking crazy. Because it wasn't just California. It was Colorado. It was
all over the place.
Oregon, dude. It was fucking insane, bro. I seen some satellite pics and like it was gnarly.
Gnarly. So, a bunch of Crips volunteered to fight fires. because, you know, the sky was red and they didn't like that. Like, if anybody's been locked up with Crips and Bloods, like, they don't even say.
Yeah, they won't even say letters that start with B.
Right. Or C. Like, they'll say
if Boffy. Blood, yeah, if you were Bud, instead of coffee, you got any Boffy.
Boffy. Like, so, yeah, they had a problem with the sky being red because of all the fire. So they, you know, they went out and fucking
is
jumped
this some
on
fucking fake ass news, bro.
No, this is some true shit, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look it up. Fucking.
So what do Bloods do every day? It's a sunny day, bro. Do they go try to set fires?
Maybe.
To get rid of the blue sky.
I don't know.
So the Bloods are out there setting fires and the Crips are out there fighting them. Damn, this is gang warfare taken to the next motherfucking level, bro. Yeah. Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. So this being said, Indiana is in the news today. There's actually a couple Indiana stories, but this one's pretty good. Indiana woman and her friend. Her name is Katrina Fouts, according to the New York Daily News. She says, she got busted for charged with killing her husband with poisonous mushrooms.
Nice.
Nice. We're going old school with the poisoning. Right? I don't know.
You think there's better stuff out there, like to you know, if you wanted to do that.
I don't know, but
you could probably Google it on how to not get caught nowadays, dude. Like,
this was the problem. She got busted because she Googled how to pass a lie detector test. Also, Indiana homicide laws. Also, crime of passion laws in Indiana. Also, poisonous mushroom.
Yeah. Okay, so just for everybody out there, this happens all the time. People get caught because they Google shit and then they fucking investigate it and they see that they fucking Googled all this fucking shit. So, you know,
quit Googling shit.
Quit Googling shit off your fucking phone and laptop, dude.
Look, we're not trying to give
you
guys
fucking be.
We're not trying to give you guys pointers on how to commit crimes, but good God, in a hypothetical universe, if you were to fucking do something, go to a fucking untraceable fucking thing like the library or something and get on a fucking computer that has no tie to you.
Or just buy a fucking $20 fucking smartphone.
A burner phone and it has no connection to you and just throw the fucking thing away.
Right, it's really not that hard.
This is like the third time we've talked about people.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time.
This is like the first place they go now. It's just, we're going to go search
your
Google.
Let's see their fucking search history.
Oh, my God. And not only that, they went to Harbor Freight, dude. Ready for this? They bought microfiber cleaning. There's another one. This her so-called male friend helped her with this, by the way.
Yeah.
The guy she was fucking. Also
the guy that she was fucking.
Okay. Let me just explain something to you guys, ladies. If you guys go kill your husband with your so-called friend that is a man, there's only one reason a man would help you kill a human being. And that's because either A, he's sticking his dick into you, or B, he wants to stick his dick into you. There is no friend zone
for that
when it comes to
murder.
I'm sorry. It just ain't there.
No.
It ain't there. It doesn't exist. So...
Want me to help you kill your husband and you're not even fucking me? Like,
that's at least anal, no questions asked. That's at least what that is. So, microfiber cleaning clothes, 6-inch diagonal cutters, duct tape, utility knives, box cutters, cleaning gloves, 2 blue tarps, and a 500-pound hydraulic lift, zip ties, and a 6,400-pound lifting sling. Look, man. You couldn't be any more
size of a fucking horse, like Jesus.
But you couldn't be more obvious. I'm doing something shady. All you needed was sulfuric acid and some 50-gallon drums.
I'm definitely gonna have to move a dead body. I'm buying all this shit to do
a shovel, some lye to fucking put all over the body. Come on, man. And dude, they tried to be slick about it and go to several different Harbor Freights.
Try to split up the purchase.
Yeah, I have to give it to them, man.
They probably use the same credit card for each one.
Yes, that's the thing. Is the cops would have no idea where these people went if they weren't using their debit cards. You know, like if they were just using cash, like how would they know? All they would have seen was a transaction out of an ATM, and that's it.
Right.
So what did they do? Go to every single store in the city and look at all their surveillance cameras? No, it's because you used your fucking debit card after Googling how to kill someone. Smart ass fucking people. Jesus fucking Christ. This is great.
Right.
After the death of the infamous drug lord, Pablo Escobar. Okay. There was rumors that he had hid millions in drug money.
Oh, yeah. You ever watch that show?
Numerous properties. Yeah, I have. Great show, by the way.
Not really, dude. They never find nothing.
Okay, whatever, man. I still like the show. I don't know what one you saw, but I think I mind the mine.
Hunting for fucking Pablo's fucking gold or something.
Nah, there was just one I seen on, I forget what fucking... I don't even want to Netflix. It was just Escobar, or it was like a fake series where they fucking hunt down the. It was good. The actor who played Pablo Escobar was really fucking good.
No, the one I'm talking about, these dudes like were fucking like intelligence officers, and they're fucking looking for his fucking cash fucking spot, and they're fucking going to all of the different places, and fucking they never find nothing, dude. It's just like the fucking stupid Oak Island fucking thing. It's been going on for 20 fucking seasons and they still haven't found shit.
Well, anyways, regardless, well, that's why they keep you watching, because, you know, hopefully one day they might find something. Look at one of his nephews, Nicholas, I don't know even how to say that, you know, Nicholas, found a hidden stash inside the walls of one of his uncle's apartments. The hidden loot included several valuable items, including $18 million in cash.
Nice.
Dude.
Yeah, high five.
Could you imagine, dude?
Well, hey, if that person is listening right now, donate to us here at ROTFLpodcast.com/donate.
Go ahead. Send us a couple. Just send us fucking $1,000. That'll buy us a camera, dude, and some microphones. We need some stuff. I think that's pretty cool, man. He said he got the lead after seeing some visions. Like visions of someone like walking through a wall or something, and then he broke down the wall into a hidden room. And I'm just like, man, that dude's still doing good drugs. You know, that family's still knee deep into that cocaine, dude, if he's seeing visions like that.
Right.
So I want to talk about our hero of the week.
Yes.
Okay. If you guys haven't listened to last week's interview with the Alaskan Adventure, Jason Bukovich, it was a great show. You can hit us up on our YouTube channel, you know, at the ROTFL podcast. Just search that. You'll find our YouTube channel. We're up there. It's on our Facebook page at the ROTFL podcast. We have it up there, and it really has taken off. The interview is a big hit. But this
we're over like 5,000 views now.
Yeah. It's good. More than that. About 6K now, plus the YouTube channel, which is pretty good for our meager.
Right, that's fucking decent for us. Fuck.
Yeah,
pretty good for a couple of ex-convict fucking heroin addicts.
Hey, but we're just improving. We're improving.
Every day,
just getting better.
Climbing the ladder.
Climbing the ladder. Okay, so a Florida man was attempted with premeditated murder for trying to set a child molester on fire at a motel. Jorge Porto Sierra. Okay, I got it. You just got to love that name. Jorge Porto Sierra. I wish I could roll George. My heart. Look at 50 years old. He wanted to barbecue all the child molesters and kill them. And that was from Wesh TV. Wesh TV reported that. This was in Florida. And I got to hand it out to Florida. If we didn't have them around, we would never have fucking good news. I'm telling you.
So much good news comes out of Florida.
Dude, yeah. Two of his alleged victims are convicted sex offenders.
Good.
So he just broke in screaming, "I'm going to kill you," into this motel. Started pouring gasoline all outside of the motel. Broke a window. Broke gasoline and poured gasoline inside the room. Smashed into the car. Poured gasoline all over. And he carried a lit cigarette with him while making threats. And But I guess he didn't get around to barbecuing them. I mean, this is not how I would go about barbecuing somebody.
Well, you got to know that fucking a lit cigarette isn't going to set gas on fire anyway.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know that because they've watched too many action films where in slow motion,
what's going to happen is
his fucking cigarette and it's like,
and it hits the ground. That doesn't happen.
It bounces one time and then hits the ground and that's it.
Game goes
over.
Up in flames.
Nah, bro.
In real life, you flick that cigarette, and when it hits the gas, it goes out.
Yeah, I don't know why it don't work. You think it would work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't care. Gasoline does not care about your lit cigarettes. No, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Not one bit.
You have to get down there and light that thing on fire. But I don't know. The story's a little bit misleading in that, you know, he says he barbecued some people up, and he did not barbecue the people up. Because if I was going to barbecue someone up, I would fire up the old grill
right
in the backyard and probably chop someone
barbecue
into
sauce.
Yeah, chop someone into. I mean, this is a good barbecue.
Coleslaw,
something. At least dig a 6-foot pit, throw some coals in there, and cook it for 24 hours.
Right.
I ain't just gonna just. I don't know. It's still pretty cool.
You
I
don't use gasoline for fucking barbecuing, you know.
Yeah, no. You can get some like those Kingsman charcoal coals or whatever they're fucking
the
called.
Light
those.
Ready.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This thing's a bomb. Yeah. So a shout out to that dude. It's just I guess we could have you know, it wasn't very it was kind of anticlimactic. I would have to say, as far as that goes, I'd love to get this dude on the horn.
We'll try. We're going to give it a try.
Here's the problem is he's charged with it and we won't be able to talk.
Oh, he's in county. Yeah. So that's not going
to
happen.
We are trying to get other people who we do believe are unjustly incarcerated and get them on the horn. We seem to have found a little need for that.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
A little niche.
A little niche. So, okay. Well, what else? What you got, Muffin?
You know, one of my favorites, dude, Mike Tyson, you know, not only was he just one of the best athletes ever, one of the best boxers ever. He was, you know, he's a funny dude. He's pretty fucking funny.
Dude, he's fucking comedy, bro. I just don't know if he's being serious or not, man, because I'm like, well, I laugh because I'm like, I think this is seriously how he is, but nah, he's just fucking funny, dude.
Yeah. So there was, I don't know, he just did an interview recently, and he was talking about when he was a kid, you know? And when Mike Tyson was a kid, he was 11 years old, he was fucking knocking out 20-year-olds, you know?
Hell
so,
yeah.
So he, but anyways, a quote from Mike Tyson was, because he was about to fight somebody, I can't remember who it was, but, you know how they hype up all the when they're about to box, you know, they hype up all the shit so everybody will watch it on fucking pay-per-view, even if it was pay-per-view. I don't know. Anyways, so the dude's talking about his plan, you know. He's like, oh, I got a plan and blah 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 and blah 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 blah. And then Mike Tyson gets up to the microphone, he goes, you know what, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the fucking mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, he did say that. Dude, you know he's gonna fight fucking Roy Jones Jr., bro.
Dude, I've been watching the clips of him, like when he's fucking working out and fucking
training
and training, dude. And he's like, "I'm back, fool!" Like, I want to see him fight again, dude. I really
he's
do.
He's still a beast,
dude.
He's like, still a beast, dude. And dude, this is the thing. Mike Tyson's gonna fucking destroy Roy Jones Jr., dude. Yeah. Roy Jones Jr. at his best was still only 165, dude. He's gonna be fighting a fucking heavyweight, dude. But, are you fucking kidding?
If you watch the old clips though, bro, Mike Tyson was literally knocking out dudes twice his fucking size, dude. Twice the size.
Nah, he was so quick, bro. I've watched some shit and I'm just like, this fucking dude is like stopping time like the Matrix and doing weird ass moves I just had never seen before. It was kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's moved in ways that humans shouldn't be able to move. All right. Well, you know what? We're running out of time here, but I'd like to end you guys all with this fantastic fucking gem. Activist who ran a bogus BLM charity page is arrested after he used $200,000 in donations to buy a $112,000 home, guns, and tailored suits.
Yeah. This is just another, just another of the many different things that's wrong with this BLM. And don't get us wrong. All, you know, I'm not lives. There's no right way to say this, dude. So, you know, we honestly don't think any lives matter, dude. We're all fucking a bunch of pieces of shit. And,
We're all here for a very short amount of time, and right. we're a fucking little blip on the universal scale that don't amount to shit. So whose life mattered? No one's life.
No mattered. One's life.
At the end of the day, the only thing you could do is take care of yours and your own and try to fucking follow the golden rule.
As far as the universe is fucking concerned, dude, none of us fucking, we're nothing, dude. So you know what? Laugh while you're here and fucking die fucking happy. You know?
Enjoy yourself, man. Quit fucking being just so fucking angry about everything. It's just, but this guy is a genius though. And I'm like, fuck, we should have did this.
Right?
Yeah, let's just start a fucking GoFundMe for BLM Hemet style. And see if we can get any funds, dude. I want to buy a house.
But okay, so why was his fucking, because his wasn't registered? Why did he get caught for doing this when the actual one's doing the same fucking thing?
Well, here's the thing, and that's what I was saying. Like, he didn't use the funds for... he had no ties to BLM.
Right.
However, but BLM is doing the same thing as this guy. They're misappropriating their funds. Dude, and it's not going into any of their communities or their mission statement. It's just going to burning shit down.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it's doing. You're not building anything. A movement that doesn't build but destroys is a movement that will collapse in on itself.
Right.
If it needs to destroy to create momentum, eventually it has to destroy itself. That's just how it works. That's history, man. The history that you're destroying would teach you these lessons. So quit destroying it and educate yourself.
Right. Read a fucking book.
Yeah, read a fucking book, man. Read some George Orwell. That was a warning, not a manifesto, motherfuckers. All right, look, that's the ROTFL podcast. You can hit us up at ROTFLpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on our Twitter. Follow us on our Instagram, even though we fucking hate Instagram and we never post on it. But, you know, whatever. I guess we can try to get some followers someday. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Look it. Go to ROTFL podcast/donate if you care to donate. In Ireland, we see you out there, man. Send us a couple euros or whatever you guys got going on.
Dude, over we there. Have a huge following in Ireland. It's crazy.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear from you guys out there. Yeah, we're going to really kick this up a notch, man. But we're doing all we can. 2020 has been a real shit show, and we still try to keep this going for you. So we love you guys. That's it, and that's all. Hit us up with your crime stories. Hit us up with your fun stories. Hit us up with your love, and hit us up with your money, baby. All right, late.
Peace.